You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Stakes can be high for students and teachers in Texas when it comes to those standardized tests, notably what's called the STAR test. Yes, it's a perennial here in Texas to talk about the STAR test. Usually students need to pass to advance to the next grade and eventually graduate. Families, teachers, and teacher groups have been vocal in the past about how stressful these tests can be, concerned that spending the entire school year preparing for the STAR takes away from other learning opportunities in the classroom. Now, a Republican from Odessa has filed a House bill that would repeal STAR testing. How so exactly? For that, we're joined by Christopher Brown. He's professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor Brown, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This particular bill by State Representative Brooks Landgraf would eliminate the requirement to use public school assessment instruments. I presume they're talking about getting rid of STAR altogether?
It's unclear. I haven't seen the actual bill. What I've understood is that he doesn't want the STAR test to be used to determine grade promotion, which typically occurs in fifth and eighth grade or high school graduation.
So what's the controversy surrounding these standardized tests? Why is that such a controversial move?
Well, what's happened with standardized testing is that schools, that's all they're doing right now is teaching the test. And I think both constituents as well as family members and students are fed up with this idea that we go to school to simply to take a test to show that we know something. And I think there's a lot of schools that where they spend an extreme amount of time, instructional time, preparing their students for the test. And then when the tests actually occur at schools, schools themselves seem to go into sort of a lockdown mode where everyone has to be quiet, no one can talk. My focus is in early childhood education, and kids who aren't taking the test have to be quiet in the hallways. They don't get to have recess during testing time. So I think it's become an environment where everyone feels like the test is dictating what happens at schools rather than good teaching and learning taking place.
You know, but anyone with institutional memory remembers the fights that were waged back in the, I guess it would have been the 70s, really.
Primarily. And 80s, too.
And 80s, too. That, absolutely. Back when William Bennett was Secretary of Education, and there was this whole push for accountability. If you don't have the tests, how are you going to improve, for instance, the ability of our graduates to do basic work in math and reading, that sort of thing?
Well, I think there's a notion of public accountability that gets left out of this conversation. Parents, students, teachers, principals want kids to do well in school. I don't think that's the argument. I think we need to think about what can we do to look at whether or not our kids are getting what they need in school. And what's the responsibility of the family? What's the responsibility of the teacher? What's the responsibility of the school itself? And what's the responsibility of policymakers? We're in a state where we keep cutting funding for education and we keep expecting kids to perform at high levels when they don't have the resources they need to succeed.
Given all this talk about the year of the teacher, Professor, do you have a sense that increased state funding for education might secure the STAR test or might tend to lead to its elimination?
I think there's a correlation between funding and STAR testing. I think there are two different arguments. I think we need to think about as a society, what do we want to do to hold schools accountable? Do we want to give them one test on one day to see if kids learn what they need to know to be successful? Or do we want to think about a more holistic version of accountability where we're talking to families and schools and seeing whether or not they're doing what we want them to accomplish? Or, you know, are kids coming out of school learning and do they want to learn? Do they want to participate in the larger society? Or are they coming out of school or are they burned out? I teach a lot of students at the University of Texas at Austin. I always ask them, has the STAR test prepared you for UT? And they all say no. It's a totally different test than what we expect them to do at college, where we want them to be free thinkers. We want them to have initiative. We want them to pursue their own ideas and interests and have their own passions. And a test is really hard to measure those types of things. So that would be a different type of accountability in place. In terms of the school funding, what that would do is give teachers and schools resources where they might have smaller class sizes, where they might have access to more tools and resources to teach kids new information. So that's kind of a different type of argument.
That's the voice of Christopher Brown. He's a professor in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Happy to do so.